This POL, oh my goodness. No, I came up with some very, emotional end or somewhere close to the end. So, I mean, based on real events, it's about the Savannah story, okay, whatever we should call that story, the Stina story, whatever. Where he, of course, again, as Arpio stumbles into the whole thing there with all his feelings and spiritual, what do you call it, rationales. Anyway, just fooling in Maya, fooling himself and only himself. And but he has the wits and the presence and the wisdom in all this to take all those dreams and strong feelings and, you know, I want to do this with her and this and that and what if, and just in his meditation, sitting there in front of this image of Radha Govindaji, turns each one of those into a flower that he puts there into the Chinese bowl that he has put in front of the altar of Shri Radha Govindaji. And they then, that's his meditation. When those flowers wither, they eventually turn into stones that are also to be found there at the bottom of that Chinese bowl, which does exist somewhere. And gave this all to Srimati Radharani to decide what she wants to do, to make those dreams become real or dismiss them as simply fantasies of Maya, useless, or at least ultimately, when the reality emerges, which it always does, won't serve his interests in life well, neither hers, and so on. The usual same old story. So then he writes this into his story, his book, and whatever happens to those stones, wherever they are spread, because they are like little jewels, cheap ones, but still. And wherever they are will be a little piece of jewel road, the road of love.